Unit 4. Learning skills.
Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1.
Directions. You will hear an interviewer asking a teacher about her students. Listen to the interview and tick the points which the teacher mentions. Since you're a teacher who's been teaching for some years now, I'd like to ask you, how would you describe a good student or a student?
Well, a good student is usually one who's not afraid to make mistakes, I'd say.
Is there anything else you could say?
Well, good students are eager to experiment with every new thing they learn. Whether it is a structure or a new word, they immediately start trying to use it.
Yeah, all right.
And they're into what they make. They're not afraid to make them.
So, they're not just interested in having the mistakes corrected and moving on.
No. They play with the language. Bad students, on the other hand, don't try to experiment or to test themselves. Bad students are usually passive. They don't speak much in the classroom. They rarely ask you to explain something.
They just accept what you say and don't do anything more with it.
That's right. And in a test, they suddenly realise that they didn't really understand after all.
Yeah.
And they peep over at their neighbour's paper.
Oh, yes, that's one strategy. Yes.
Right. And they usually think that the other person is more likely to be right. I think that's the result of not wanting to make mistakes and risk being corrected.
Mm. Right, yeah. And anything else?
Well, I think good learners are more independent. They don't depend entirely on the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
They'll read a lot.
So they work outside the classroom as well as in it?
Yes. Students who make the most progress are those who experiment and who can find time for reading after class. Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen again and take notes on what the teacher says about good students and bad students. Then compare your notes with your neighbour.
Listening 2. Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the passage twice and find out what kind of learner you are and how you can improve your language learning. While listening, complete the table below. If your score is between 23 and 27, you are an analytic learner. You probably feel it is very important to be as accurate as possible all the time. You may be able to improve your language learning by trying to speak more. Don't worry too much about your mistakes. Trying to be correct all the time is hard work, and it can stop you from communicating well. Remember that you won't be listening for your mistake, but for what you to say. If you score somewhere between 9 and 13, you are probably a relaxed learner. You seem to learn languages without really making too much effort, and you usually enjoy communicating with people. However, you probably feel that you should be learning more grammar rules, but you don't enjoy this and quickly lose interest. Here are some suggestions. Try finding more time to learn. Try to organize a regular time for learning. You probably need to correct yourself more. If you try to become more aware of the mistakes that you make regularly, you might find it easier to do something about them. If your score is between 14 and 22, you may find yourself a mixture. That is, you are a combination of the analytic learner and the relaxed learner. You learn in different ways at different times, depending on the situation and what you are doing. You should look at the descriptions of the analytic and relaxed learners. You might find that you are more similar to one than the other. This might help you to decide where your weaknesses are and in what areas of your learning you might improve. If your score is between 0 and 8, it doesn't mean that you are not a good language learner. Perhaps this is the first time you have thought about the way you learn. To become a more efficient language learner, you could observe how other students learn in order to find out some general information about learning languages. Make an effort to become more aware of the ways you learn.